There's an old saying that all you need to create theater is two planks and a passion. A new Irish play on Broadway called Stones in His Pockets takes this minimalist sentiment to heart. Jeff London reports from New York.
When you enter the Golden Theater, the first thing you see is an almost empty stage. There's just a trunk, a couple of folding chairs, and lined up neatly across the back of the stage, pairs of beat-up old shoes. A glance at the playbill lists only two actors.
If I'd written this with 15 actors, you would never have seen it.
Playwright Mary Jones.
It wouldn't have seen the light of day because there's no theatre can afford that in Ireland. You know, when you say you've got a cast of two, people go, "Oh, wonderful!" Even when they haven't seen it, because at least they know if they like it, it's possible to do.
Stones in His Pockets uses these two actors to populate the entire set of a cheesy Hollywood extravaganza being filmed in Ireland. Jones, an actress as well as playwright, was inspired to create this vest pocket epic by her husband. Ian McElhaney is a director and an actor who had a minor role in a movie called The Playboys, filmed in a tiny Irish village.
And, you know, in comes like the wagon train of Hollywood. And so these people's lives are completely turned upside down. And then they go and it's back to sleepy village that nobody even passes through. So, I mean, it's like a big difference and a big culture shock.
So, a year later, she filmed a documentary interviewing the villagers about their experiences. What they told her gave Jones the idea for Stones in His Pockets. She decided to focus on two extras, played by Conleth Hill and Sean Campion. They find work on a movie called The Quiet Valley for 40 quid a day and as much free food as they can finagle.
Farnish Inquisition to get a bloody pudding.
Ah, they've got wise to the extras.
Pardon me?
Well, the first couple of days, ones were bringing their families down and feeding them, too. Me mate sprained his ankle. Not very good, was it? Have you Ballycastle men no imagination?
Yeah, how did you know I was from Ballycastle, huh?
Oh, you were in the pub last night talking to a few of the locals. Small town, word gets round.
While the two extras in their story are at the heart of Stones in His Pockets, the two actors perform more than a dozen roles, from the movie's insecure female star to Mickey, the oldest extra on the set, played by Sean Campion.
There's actually a guy in Ireland that I know, and every movie that's made, he appears in it. He's an old guy, and every single movie, if there's a bar scene or a crowd scene somewhere, he's always there. That's Mickey, as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's the guy who's always there.
Did you know that I'm famous? I'm one of the few surviving extras on The Quiet Man.
Yeah, Mickey, I really have to...
John Wayne used to call me by my first name.
No, aye.
Oh, he'd always refer to me as Wee Mickey.
At one point in the second act, playwright Mary Jones has the two actors depict an entire village doing a folk dance.
In the script, I just put two words, they dance and nothing else.
So the sequence was choreographed by Hill and Campion.
Every Irish dance that's ever been danced is actually in there. There's the Siege of Ennis, the Haymakers Jig, the Walls of Limerick. There's hornpipes. That's just stuff that we both knew from when we were kids and when, you know, stuff that you grow up with. And we just bunged the whole lot in together.
Last year, Stones in His Pockets won the Olivier Award for Best Comedy. But the play has much more serious intentions. Mary Jones says that she wanted to look at rural life in Ireland and the disintegration of the farms at a time when the economy is booming. One way she does that is to use the character of the old extra to represent the whole community.
And you can see the man is still trying to keep his humour and to keep his vitality, but he's desperately sad as well. And right up to the bitter end, because I don't want to give it away as well, what happens, and he still, you know, leaves with his dignity intact.
Jones's husband, Ian McElhaney, who directed Stones in His Pockets, says that the friction between humour and seriousness keeps audiences off balance.
They're never allowed to get comfortable with this feeling that they know where it's going. As soon as they think, oh, I know where this is going, with a bit of luck, we turn around and say, uh-uh, you're wrong, it's going here now. And as soon as they think, oh, well, there, it's going there, then you say, uh-uh, you're wrong, it's going here. You know, with a bit of luck, we keep defying expectation.
Now, because we don't have Rory in the scene, when you look to the left, Simon's hand will be Rory approaching Maeve on her horse, okay?
Now, hold on a minute, Jake. So it's us looking dispossessed,
looking at her hand, pretending it's Maeve on a horse feeling sorry for us.
Yeah, that's it.
God, I'm going to miss all this, I really am.
Despite the laughs, actor Sean Campion says there are parts of the play where you can hear a pin drop.
We never perceive it as a comedy. We don't see it as a comedy at all. It's picked up a couple of awards for comedy, and even the playwright's been quite surprised, because we've always seen it just as a play. It's a straightforward play. And
there are laughs in it, but we kind of allow them to laugh, but we don't really need the laughs.
Conleth Hill won the Olivier Award for Best Actor, and during the London run of Stones in His Pockets, Tom Hanks, Kevin Spacey, and Dustin Hoffman were among the Hollywood stars who flocked to see it. In a way, says playwright Mary Jones, the attention the two actors have been receiving is a case of life imitating art.
This is a play where the extras become the stars, and the stars are the extras.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.